The Auckland Tuvalu Community Trust is having a kids' book launch today, this afternoon, as part of Tuvalu Language Week 2020 celebrations. Two of the authors, Ala Maisioni and Melieli Kaveinga, join us now on Pacific Breakfast. Melieli has been teaching for nearly 15 years in all levels, from primary to intermediate. She's currently at Birdwood School, a primary and intermediate school in Rānui West Auckland, as the Learning Support Coordinator, which is a new role designated by the Ministry of Education in place this year. Melieli hails from beautiful Funafuti. She came to New Zealand when she was 9, hasn't been back yet since, but very much looking forward to heading back to her homeland one day. Ala Mai, a retired school teacher who taught at Motufaua Secondary School in Tuvalu between 1988 to 2001, sole officer in Culture Department for Tuvalu Government between 2002 and 2014, and tutor for Preliminary and Foundation for Social Science Subjects at the University of South Centre in Tuvalu and Tokelau. Married with 3 children, she hails from Nanumea and arrived in New Zealand, or came to New Zealand, in 2019. Te alofa koe, and thank you both for joining us this morning, ladies.
Hello, Brian. Te alofa.
Shall we begin? Because I'm going to start with the books that you wrote. I was going to try and read them out, but being Tuvalu Language Week, I'd rather hear from our Tuvalu language speakers. Melieli, firstly, can we just hear the names of the books that you authored, firstly?
Okay, well, I worked on a couple of stories. The first one is Tautunu from Vaitupu, and the second book is The Ili o Funafuti.
Thank
so those two I help to, retell, but in kids speak.
Thank you.
Along with the team.
Awesome. Ala Mai, for you, you've got quite a few. Could you let us know what those titles are, please?
Thank you, Brian. I did the one for Nanumea. It's for Tautiti and Taumalo. That's more like an initiation age to adulthood of the young boys and girls. And the other one, the second one is Nanumanga, the Mātua Whakamoe. That's more like a godmother kind of story, but that's a tradition too. The Niu Tau is the traditional knowledge of rain making, like when you need rain, then they can make using a panakua, that's an artifact. And Nui, the unique heritage of Nui, because it's a combination of cultural heritage from Samoa and Kiribati. And Nukfetau, their story is about garland making, how it's originated on the island. That's from like a ghostly kind of thing, from the ghost. That's where they get the garlands from. And Nukulailai, their story is the traditional way of fishing, where the community are all involved in. And they only do this on certain occasions. So those were the 6 books that I co-authored with the help of my colleagues.
Very good. And Melieli, for yourself, with the 2 books that you wrote, can you give us maybe just a brief background on each of the books or the themes, please?
Okay, well, The Ili o Funafuti, it's that book is more like an instructional piece of writing about how to make a funafuti ili. So so it's more like a procedure, like how to make a fan, a funafuti one. The O Tautunu from Vaitupu is a story kind of like I know the Palangis would say like myths and legends, but we kind of have our own version of that. And it's a story about how Vaitupu came about having a fishing law. And it all started from this man called Tautunu. And he went to find his dad. And it's kind of like Maui and the sun in a way, because the sun ended up being his dad. and so the sun gave Tautunu a fishing law. And that fishing law ended up in Tuvalu. And that's how the people of Vaitupu and Tuvalu ended up with a fishing law, but Tautunu ended up in Samoa.
Oh my goodness. Fascinating. Now, for both of you, can you tell us a little bit about the, you know, the writing process, you know, how long it took and, you know, why these particular books for yourselves, you know, being the focus? Can begin with yourself, please, Alamai.
Thank you, Brian. We were given this book by the Ministry of... it was funded, but this project was funded by the Ministry of Education. But this book was written by the people that are here of their origins back home. So from this book, we adapted some of the stories that we did. But this book was published way back in 2015. So from this book, the trust decided that to make books for the children because there's hardly any resources for the Tuvaluan kids, and especially to promote the language. So the books that we did, we adapted the stories from these stories, and we make stories from it so it will interest the young kids. And then we have the Tuvaluan version as well as the English version, and also the recorded of those two versions inside the book. And now we started off in the end of last year, but we didn't start until April. April, then we start writing, and we put on the page, and everybody commented on the Tuvaluan version as well as the English version, with the help of David Riley. And in July, the illustrator came on board and we have Zoom sessions with him, so he have a clear idea of what to put on the box for illustrations.
Very good.
I think that's a brief summary of...
Mm. And Meliele, for you, in terms of the focus, you know, we're looking at 8 books in total for the launch today. What were the particular focus across the board, you know, being children's book, like, you know, the ages, but also just what were the main things that you wanted to focus on as a collective group of authors?
Well, there's actually 9 books in total. There's the 8 we worked on, plus Davita Riley's book, so there's 9 in total that we're launching today. The focus being having jewel books for not only our Tuvaluan children, but children, like in general, because there's hardly any resources or readers in schools and education about, especially for the Tuvalu language. In schools, I've taught for a while, and every time I go get resources or books, there are books in other languages, in our other Pacifica languages, which is really great, but it'll be nice if we have some in the Tuvalu language as well. So I think this is one focus for this project. But in saying that, I think it's important as well for our children, especially the children, Tuvaluan children that are born here, that do not really understand Tuvaluan, or they don't really know much about their culture. I think these books will do great for them.
Mm.
For learning their culture.
Of course. For both of you, this is a question that we ask, you know, every language week, and we want to keep on reinforcing. How do we, you know, encourage especially our New Zealand born, to take up the language or maintain the language, the culture, and especially for yourselves as educators? Alamai, you firstly, please, dear.
Thank you, Brian. I think I would like to encourage all the parents, especially the grandparents, to impart their traditional knowledge, especially their language, to the young generations, and to be mindful that it is a gift from God, and to treasure that in their life, and especially for the young kids that are growing up in New Zealand. That's their heritage identity. Without their traditional language, knowing it, they don't have an identity, because everybody knows Palangi, and we are not Palangi anyway. So I think that's the most important thing, to inform our people here that we come from Tuvalu, and they should know the language.
Maybe
I think that's...
Awesome. Thank you. Whakawhitailasi ala mai. For you, Meliele?
Agreeing with ala mai, but at the same time, I've been in New Zealand most of my life. I came here when I was 9. And so I think it's important for the next generation or our younger children to learn the language and our culture. And I think by us just being role models for them and doing our bit to teach our children and like say our families and our friends that do not really understand the language or the culture, I think it's important for us to share and to like do it in a way where it's easy for them to understand and it's easy for them to accept. Because I know it's hard for the children that are born here, and especially the ones that haven't been to Tuvalu, they have their own version of what Tuvalu looks like and what the language is. So I think if you do it maybe like a little bit at a time, like do it slowly, but in a caring, in a fun, like loving way, I think that's a good way to share your language and culture.
Very good. Now, for the books today, after the launch, where will people be able to get the get a copy of the book? Is there a website or that they can go to?
We are not really sure, Brian, but because this is being funded by the Ministry of Education, and the focal point is our community trust here in Auckland. I think that's where you can get the books and the information of where to get the books from.
Okay, then.
But definitely, I think the Ministry of Education will have that in store.
Okay, then. And final words or message to our Tuvalu community as we kick off celebrations for Tuvalu Language Week this morning, ladies, and feel free in the beautiful Tuvalu mother tongue.
Can I just share in English?
Of course.
To our parents and our children, manuia te ngana tuvalu, te leo te ngana tuvalu te vaya sonei, whakamole mole, tau mawhai, tātou mātua o whakaakoko tau tamaliki ki tau ngana, kai masaua foki ne tātou o whai a taumea tau anganu ke lei. Ke maramalama tau tamaliki a ke taula te whakalei me lātou.
Whakawhitai laisi ala mai.
Yeah, mahalo, Brian. Whakawhitai laisi for the opportunity. Ki mātua mo tamana mo whanau Tuvalu, whakamanui atu te vaiaso te ngana Tuvalu. Te manatu mālunga ke tausi e whakatiri, whakalei a tō ngana ko te ilonga tātou tēnā i te i sōsikonga e noho iei tātou. Ia te manatu mālunga ke manui a whainga amia o te waia so fōu mo te ngana Tuvalu mo tātou katoa kone i awhia i loto. Whaftai lahi, Brian, mo te awanoa.
Whaftailasi, alamai sioni, and Meliele Kaveinga. Thank you both for your time this morning. We really appreciate it. And all the very best for the book launch today. God bless and have a great week. Whaftailasi. Thank you.
Whaftai, Brian.